And I present to you Brother Joe Gilmore from San Jose, California.
I come today to discuss the lesson that was assigned to me. That is, spiritual blindness. I'm one of the old-fashioned preachers. I cannot preach without a text. And I have a text on this occasion. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his own sins. So here is the text of my lesson. The Apostle Peter has in mind, he talks about backsliders. And he refers to them as being blind. He that lacketh these things is blind. As Christians, we are not to be blind. We must have both our eyes open. And then we are to go to the channel and of the straight and the narrow gate and the way that leads to life. And we have to have both eyes open to our duties of Christianity. Now, there is an old adage that reads something like this. They are none so blind as they who will not see. The worst kind of blindness on the face of this earth today is that blindness of people who actually refuse to see. It seems that the world in which we live today lacks epidemic situations. They are blinded by the fears of men. They're blinded by the many ideologies that men hold. So today we have people on the right and people on the left of us, and they are blinded. Now it's a terrible thing to be blinded. Willful blindness is the worst kind of blindness. We ask the question, how blind is blind? And of course, spiritual blindness is the worst kind that there is. Then there is nearsightedness. He that lacketh these things, blind, cannot see afar off. There are people today that can see distinctly, clearly, the things that are ahead. But they neglect the things of the future. Well, here is a kind of blindness. So we want to ask, how bad is his blindness and the degrees of blindness? There are different degrees of blindness, and blindness is bad wherever that you might find it. Take physical blindness. This is bad. That is, one not able to see the light of God. Not able to see the beauties of this earth. Not able to read a book. And as to grope his way in thick, abject darkness, I say there is a blindness that is bad. Then there is mental blindness. There are people who see and yet do not see. They're mentally handicapped. They look on the beauties that are in the world. They see the great and glorified things of God, and yet they do not see. It is like being isolated in a cell. They see and they do not see. Then there is moral blindness. This keeps people from believing that some things are spiritual. And it keeps people from believing that there is anything degrading in drunkenness. You take people who are morally blind. They see nothing wrong with drinking alcoholic beverages. They see nothing wrong in gambling. They see nothing wrong in vice. While at the same time, they see nothing righteous upon the face of earth. But then we come to a blindness that is worst of all. It is the worst kind of blindness. And that blindness is spiritual blindness. It is certainly worse than physical blindness. It is being indifferent you take the church of Laodicea. That church was indifferent. They were poor, they were naked, and they were blind, according to Revelation, the 3rd chapter and verse 17. Now, how is spiritual blindness worse than physical blindness? We have that answer for us in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 14. Jesus said, "If the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." And I will tell you, that ditch is a terrible ditch. It's a horrible thing. I read about a man that fell into it. He was that rich man discussed by our Lord in Luke chapter 16 and verse 23. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. I pray for you, my friends and my brethren, that none of you fall into this ditch. Because if you do, it will be to your sorrow. And in hell, you too will lift up your eyes, being in torment. The same Bible that describes God's right hand describes God's left hand. The same Bible book that tells us of hell also tells us of heaven. "I am afraid to die lost." So we see the badness of blindness and the degrees of blindness. Now we want to learn what causes spiritual blindness. There are a number of beings that cause spiritual blindness to come upon people today. And we find people spiritually blinded in the church and out of the church. We find blindness every way that we turn. Now, what are the causes of spiritual blindness? We have learned the badness of it. Now, what causes it? Take those two men on the road to Emmaus. You read about the 24th division of the Gospel of Luke. And this is on the resurrection morning of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And verse 16 tells us that their eyes were holden that they should not know Him or know Christ. Eyes were holden. They should not know Him. Now, what does it mean that their eyes were holden? This is the King James Version. It simply means that their eyes were blinded. How were they blinded? These two men on the road to Emmaus, they journeyed and they talked. And they talked about the things that had transpired. Now their eyes were blinded that they should not know Him. How were they blinded? They were blinded by prejudice. These two men were not acquainted with the thinking that there was a cross, to be a cross, in the life of Christ. By peradventure, they did not have in their thinking of a cross experience for our Lord. Thus prejudice blinded their eyes. They were so prejudiced against the cross, not believing that a cross would be for the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, by being blinded by prejudice, they would naturally not believe in the resurrection of Christ. These two men were so blinded by prejudice that they never thought of seeing the Lord Jesus Christ again. For as they were concerned, He was dead. And that there would be no resurrection. Not only were they blinded by prejudice, but they were ignorant. They should have had both eyes open as they journeyed along with the Lord from day to day. They should have remembered the language of Jesus in Matthew, the 20th chapter, in verse 19, that He would be delivered to the Gentiles, to mock, to scourge, to crucify, and the third day He would rise again. These men were ignorant of that fact. Therefore, being ignorant of what the Lord Jesus had said, they being ignorant of that, then naturally, they would not believe that they could see Jesus again. Then there are the people who are blinded because their eyes they have closed. in Matthew, Gospel, chapter 13, and verse 15. Jesus said, this people's heart is wax bush. Ears of dull hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, should understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I should heal them. People with eyes closed. One time it was reported that a man said, I have at least 50 rats under my barn. Someone he told it to said, I don't believe there are 50 rats in Van Buren County in Arkansas, under any barn. Well, he said, I'll show you. So he took the doubting Thomas and put him over and seated him on the stump. They said, you just stand here, and I'll go the opposite side of the barn, and I'll make a racket, and the rats will come out. And he made the noise and stick and throw things under the barn, and the rats would run out. Said, you see any rats? The man in doubt, sitting on the stump, says, I don't see one. Don't see one. Well, he shuffled some more, make more noise, and the rats would run out. Do you see any rats? No, not one. Well, he could see them running out, so he went on the other side. Lo and behold, what do you think he saw? His friend who doubted, 50 rats in the barn, was sitting on the stump with his eyes closed. With his eyes closed. Now we have people spiritually today sitting on the stump with their eyes closed. Therefore, they're blind what the Lord Jesus says. Then there is a terrible, horrible kind of blindness today. He that hateth his brother is blind. He that hateth his brother is blind. And the darkness has blinded his eyes. 2 John chapter 2 and verse 11. Now then, there are a lot of people today who are blinded because they hate their brothers. If I hate any member of the Lord's church, now there's some I don't like, there are ladies, and I'll tell them. There are some people I do not admire who are tempted to preach today because they do not preach the simple, pure gospel of my Lord Jesus Christ. I don't hate Rufus Sheldon. I believe he's teaching error. I would pray for him, I do, and I hope that he will change from his erring way. But I do not hate Rufus Sheldon. If there is any soul that I hate, I do not know. Now then, we're told every idle word men should speak, they should give account thereof the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, by thy words thou shalt be condemned. It's wrong to say evil things against others. It's wrong to speak in derogatory ways to be hurtful of other people. Well, I'm sometimes told, well, Joe, sure, I speak words against a brother. But he said, you know, my words, the hurt doesn't last long. Said that what I have to say doesn't last long. You know what I have to say about that? Neither does a shotgun blast that sort of rub on whatever it hits. So we need to watch our words. They're like guns. By our words, we will be justified. By our words, we shall be condemned. What caused a spiritual blindness today? Failing to give as we have been prospered. Every man according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, God, but a particular giver. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7. I have preached the gospel of Christ more than 50 years. And all of my days of preaching, I have seen people come forward to repent of drunkenness. I have seen people come forward to repent of adultery, fornication, lasciviousness. Seen many people come forward, various reasons. But all the days of my life, I have only seen one person come forward and say, for years I've been holding out on my Lord. And he gave the largest check that I had ever seen given in the contribution plate as it passed that I ever saw in my entire life of preaching. He said, I have sinned. I have wrought my God. You You know, so many people come forward today and they say, if I've sinned, I repent. You ever hear that? If I've sinned, if I've done wrong, I repent. This brother came and stood before a congregation and said, I've stolen from my Lord. I've robbed my Lord. And he said, it hurts me. And I'm bothered about it. Here I'm making up then more than I have robbed my Lord of. So there are many ways that ways in which blindness is false. Let's look at another. Recompense no man evil for evil. Romans the 12th chapter, verse 17. How many people do evil for evil? How many people do evil to another person because he's unable to do? Recompense means render to no man evil for evil. Thus, there are many things that cause us today to be spiritually blind. So I trust that we'll begin to try to determine what these things are that causes us to be spiritually blind. Then we do something about it. We anoint our eyes with eyes. We have our eyes treated so that we can see correctly. And that leads to another thing. About the people, examples we have in the Bible of people being spiritually blind. I'd like to begin with Esau, the brother of Jacob. They're twins. And Esau had been on a hunting trip, according to the 25th division, the book of Matthew. And he returns. He's tired and he thinks he's starving. And he sees a mess of pottage. In other words, bowl full of beans. He sees a mess of pottage and it's nearby. And you know what he thinks about it when he does it? He'll trade his birthright to Jacob for the mess of pottage. And you know what he did by doing that? He gave up a double portion of his father's goods, Deuteronomy 21, verse 17. Not only did he suffer this loss, this great loss of a double portion of the father's estate, and I think here is something tragic for Esau. He gave up being the ancestor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tracing the ancestry of our Lord, it does not go back to Esau. It will go to Jacob, not to Esau. Read the 26th chapter of the book of Genesis and verse 4. Thus he gave up being the illustrious ancestor of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I call that tragedy. What would you call that? I call that disastrous. That a man would so dishonor his birthright so much that he'd give up a double portion of his father's estate and to not be the ancestor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we have people today that we have examples in our life. We see very often people an example of spiritual blindness. We have a lot of people today, and they look for visible results. They're not satisfied unless they can see many people baptized each year. And sometimes there are good preachers fired in congregations because he doesn't baptize anyone. And they look in disdain upon a preacher who does not have a lot of baptisms for years. You know, I had just as soon already build up and see the group of people who are already members of the church than to see people render obedience to the gospel of Christ by being baptized. There is a second phase of the Great Commission, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. On Sunday mornings, I have made it a rule that I speak to members of the church. I speak to outsiders for other churches. But on Sunday morning, it is the church coming together to worship, observe the Lord's Supper. I try to speak to the Lord's people on Sunday morning. I try to see that they grew. And I am just as pleased to see the growth of those appointed members of the church as I am to see the visible results of obedience to the gospel of Christ. But, alas, and alas, some people, when they look upon baptism, they only see the water. They only see the water. They do not see the command of the Lord Jesus, he that believeth and is baptized, as you say. You take Naaman. He only saw the water in the River Jordan. But his servant saw Israel's God. There was a difference. Only the water was seen in Jordan by Naaman. But his servant, if God, in other words, God has a hand in this. So we have many people spiritually blind today. Now what's the cure for spiritual blindness? Wish we had more time to talk about it. I've already seen 5 people. Now what is the cure for spiritual blindness? The cure is to look to Jesus. Jesus is the cure for spiritual blindness. There was a woman of Samaria. She was a Samaritan. Half Jew, half Gentile. She was poor. She had a water problem. Well, I've been to that well. I drank water from that well. I've been there. And that scene of John, the 4th chapter, comes very vividly to my mind as I recall being in that well. I read the statement of Jesus to this Samaritan woman. And his disciples didn't want him to have anything to do with it. Didn't want him to be concerned about this sinful woman. In other words, just leave her alone. You know, Jesus saw something they didn't see. He knew something about this woman. He knew that she would soon drop her water pot. She would run in the city. And she would tell people what she had heard, what she had seen. And she would bring many people of her town to Jesus. Now, what is the cure for spiritual blindness? I say, look at Hebrews 11, chapter and verse 2. Looking unto Jesus is often the finisher of our faith. You do what Jesus says. Whatever he commands you to do, friend, that'll be your cure to spiritual blindness. I wish I had time to talk about staying channel in the straight and narrow way. And talk about look. The word look is a very important word. We often say look out for so-and-so. Stop, look, and listen. We use the word look so much. In the Bible, we're to have both eyes open. And we're to look to our needs. And we're to look for salvation. There is that look. Found in Isaiah 45th chapter, verse 22. Then there is the look of service. Jesus said, look on the fields, they're white already, the harvest. I am to look at the people who are near me. I am to look for all. I am interested in the people of China. I am interested in the people who are here in America. And the Lord said, go and preach the gospel to every preacher. And you know we're failing our Lord today. I hear prayers today, Lord, bless the unsaved. You know, I've heard from people that just say, Lord, bless the unsaved. I wish they'd put names. You don't have interest in people you don't know. I'd like to hear prayers say, Lord, help us to save Joe Bowen. Lord, help us to save George Jones. Lord, help us. Put some names to those prayers. Put some faces in those prayers. Then we'll be interested in people and we'll be interested in people that are here. Then we need to pray to be useful. Look not every man on his own things, but everything, man on the things of others. There, in grammar, and grammar textbooks, and in the Bible textbooks, grammar is different. In the school textbooks, it is very simple as we look to the way that it goes. And it's I and you and he. But in the Bible textbooks, it's different. It is Christ, it is you, and I. It is said of Mr. Hines, who wrote about the 57 varieties. He was the author of the 57 varieties. There was a motto on his desk. And here is the way that it read: God first, others second, and pickles third. How about that? God first, others second, pickles third. And so grammar textbooks and Bible textbooks, there's a difference. And so I close this lesson. Wish I had time to talk more, but here's a lesson that I want to read. What is a cure for spiritual blindness? Add to your faith, virtue, virtue, knowledge, knowledge, temperance, and temperance, patience, and patience, godliness, godly brother, kindness, and charity. And he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see the far off, and has forgotten that he was purged from those sins. If there are any here today and you are spiritually blind, you haven't been partaking the Lord's Supper, rightly discerning the Lord's body, you've been taking some grape juice, breaking some bread. Well, you haven't discerned the Lord's body. You're spiritually blind. There are a lot of people today that just want to see people baptized. They're not interested in seeing people grow in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So whatever your case may be, there's a cure for it. Jesus is a cure. Do what He says. You're in the audience today, you haven't obeyed the gospel of God's Son. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized is saved. If you hear and your spirits are blind, repent of your blindness and serve the Lord. Remember, we are saved to serve. Saved to serve. How many of you are serving Jesus Christ? If you haven't been serving Christ,